I know of only three non-commercial movies showing between now and our next confab next Thursday, the Blank Page movies and the Alfresco movie. Alfrescos are every Thursday night at 8 at the Brickyard, 129 North Rock Island, and tonight is the Blues Brothers with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, Cab Calloway, Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles, James Brown, and a slew of others. 8 Thursday, which is to say tonight, at the Brickyard, 129 North Rock Island. And the Blank Page is every Tuesday at 7:30, and next Tuesday's is Minnie and Moskowitz, an unusually approachable John Cassavetes movie with Jenna Rowland as a museum curator romanced by Seymour Cassell in a rare starring role as a parking lot attendant. The Blank Page is at 917 West Douglas, and there's a new projector that should be the end of the projection problems of last month. And the Blank Page has a new series starting on Sunday night at 7, the anime series, featuring the kind of, I think, Japanese animation called anime, with the feature Pat Labor 2, and now you know as much about it as I do. And we have a first-rate animation that's not really made for children in Up, U-P, Up. Not that the kids won't like it. The showing I went to was sowed with youngsters, with two babies crying before the curtain even went up, and their utter silence once the feature began was wonderful to hear. But the hero is a 78-year-old man, and his sidekick is an 8-year-old boy, and neither of those seem aimed at the 15- to 35-year-old audience American movies are supposed to be directed toward. The story is a Raiders of the Lost Ark kind of a thing, in which the old man and the stowaway kid go ballooning off to South America in search of Venezuela's Paradise Falls, a mile high and one of the real marvels of the world. One of the many themes of Up is that you must be careful what you wish for, because when our duo reaches where they wanted to be, they find what they wanted to find and quickly come to wish they hadn't. What they find is somebody else who finds what he wants, and much good it does him either. There's a lot more thought content in Up than you expect in an animation, and also a lot more successful sentiment. I couldn't tell whether the initial silliness about storks was supposed to be part of Up or not, but the several-minute montage of the old man's romance with his wife will move you more than it will your junior offspring. The very late scene of the award ceremony will match it, maybe surpass it. In between are wild and improbable exploits that just barely outdo the nonsense in current semi-serious thrillers like Spider-Man and the last two James Bonds, made easier to credit by the semi-satirical animation style. Nothing is particularly new. In fact, I suspect that everything could be matched in live-action movies, some of them even serious efforts like the Matrix series. There's a touch of parody here, but it's hard to parody the kind of fantasy the comic book and sci-fi movies pour all over the screen, and there's a gentle good humor about Up and an honest sentimentality that softens any satirical intent. Pace, while not as manic as in a lot of current thrillers and comedies, is fast enough that nothing's on screen long enough to wear out its welcome, and a lot of the predictability is fun recognition of old favorites going all the way back to Up's closest relations, the old Mickey Mouse newspaper adventures of the 30s and early 40s, like Mickey Mouse Sails to Treasure Island and Mickey Mouse and Electro Box. I'm grateful to Up for bringing such memories back to mind. Jim Erickson, over and out.